O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 10. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Do With It What You Will by John Guerra. Insistent piano chords provide the pulsing heartbeat of this song. The verse's melody follows a lovely arch shape, progressing up and down. The musical give and take parallels the tension represented in the lyrics here. All that we experience on earth is from the Lord and belongs to Him. We receive His blessings, hold them loosely, and offer them back in thanksgiving.
First Thessalonians 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For not only has the word of the Lord sounded forth from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere, so that we need not say anything. For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
Paul writes to the Christians in Thessalonica and is thrilled with their spiritual progress, and he wants to encourage them. We always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly, he says. In verse 5, he refers to the gospel, the good news of who Jesus is and what he's done in dying to take our death and rising to give us his life. John Calvin said the whole gospel is contained in Christ, and this Christ-centered gospel had reshaped their outlook, giving them faith, hope, and love. And we must ask, is the gospel grabbing, wooing, romancing, convincing, and convicting us? When it's not, we need to pray that it would. We need to lean into Christ and let him impact how we relate to others. And so Paul speaks of their labor of love. The pastor Crawford Loritz said, "How are you doing life together in community? And has the transforming power of the gospel caused you to love each other, to pray for one another, to be patient and listen to each other, to weep with those who weep and mourn with those who mourn? I believe that in our congregation there is this gospel impact, but we need to pray for more." Now, where does this reshaping ultimately stem from? Verse 4, "For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you." See, our decision for Christ stems from God's loving decision for us in the loving counsel of his eternal will. Romans 9:16 says, "It depends not on human will or exertion, but on God who has mercy." See, you are the apple of God's eye before you even were. And the grace and peace that Paul begins with, that is given to us, is something we receive because our Heavenly Father loves us in Christ and lovingly chose us. Paul commends their turning from idols to serve the living God, trusting Christ who delivers us from the wrath that is to come against all rejection of God. The prophet Jeremiah said that the people so often worship the creation of their own hands, trusting in false ultimates. Excellent goods, it's been said, make inferior gods. Tim Keller said that we so easily contract out to other saviors. "Take a look at your emotions," he wrote. "Look at your worry, look at your fear, look at your bitterness. Follow the feeling back down. It's because there's something you think will rescue you and give you ultimate meaning and hope. And what is that for us? Health? Financial security? Recognition at work? Romance? Fun? Our families thriving?" Again, excellent goods cannot be gods to us. And so take this moment to pray, "Lord, help me to turn from idols to serve you, the true and living God. Help me to be wooed by and to trust in the gospel, which is Christ. And may our gospel reputation ring out into this world and echo with grace and peace to others."
Let's close now with this prayer from Clement. O God Almighty, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, grant us, we pray thee, to be grounded and settled in the truth by the coming down of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. That which we know not, reveal. That which is wanting in us, fill up. That which we know, confirm, and keep us blameless in thy service. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.